Have you seen him?
Asked Ben.
Barnabas Greenbloom shook his head, smiling. No, he'd never show himself to me. I'm not nearly interesting enough. But a dragon, he said, looking at Firedrake. A dragon would be a different matter. Firedrake must lure Azif to come out and show himself. And then you must ask the question, Ben.
Me? Asked Ben, surprised.
The professor nodded. Yes, you?
Azif answers questions only if three conditions are met. First, a human being has to ask the question. Second, the genie must never have been asked that question before. If Azif has had the same question put to him before, then the questioner must serve the genie for the rest of his life.
Ben and Firedrake exchanged glances of alarm.
And third, the professor continued, the question must be asked in exactly 7 words, no more and no less.
Then it's a no, Sorrel jumped up, scratching her furry coat. No, no, and no again. This doesn't sound good, not good in the least. My own coat itches at the mere idea of meeting this thousand-eyed genie. I think we'd do better to follow the route that conceited rat recommended.
Firedrake and Ben said nothing.
Your rat, yes, remarked the professor, collecting his bowls and cooking utensils and stowing them in his basket.
He knew about the genie, too. He shaded in the Wadi Jamal Gorge with yellow as bright as a quince. I tell you what, he said in the silence that followed. Sorrel is probably right. Forget the genie. He's too dangerous. Firedrake still remained silent.
Oh, come on. Let's go and see him, said Ben. I'm not afraid. And I'm the one who'll be doing the asking, right?
He knelt down again beside Barnabas Greenbloom and pored over the map. Show me exactly where the ravine is, will you, Professor? Barnabas Greenbloom glanced inquiringly first at the boy, then at Firedrake and Sorrel. The brownie girl merely shrugged her shoulders.
He's right. He'll be doing the asking after all, she said. And if this genie really does know the answer, then we'll save ourselves no end of time.
The dragon stood there saying nothing, just flicking his tail uneasily back and forth.
Oh, come on, Firedrake, said Ben. Don't look like that.
The dragon sighed.
Why can't I ask the question myself? He said fiercely.
I know what, cried Sorrel, jumping up. We'll get the homunculus to ask it. He's a bit small, but otherwise he looks like a human being. This genie with the thousand eyes must be terribly confused by all the things he sees with them. He's sure to think that Twiglegs are a real human being, and if anything goes wrong with the question and answer bit, then Twigleg will have a new master, and we'll be rid of him.
Stop it, Sorrel.
Ben looked around for Twigleg and found that he had disappeared. Where is he? He asked, sounding worried. He was here only a moment ago. Angrily, he turned to Sorrel.
He ran away because you keep winding him up. Nonsense, the brownie girl snapped back. That spindly creature is afraid of the blue-skinned genie with the thousand eyes. That's why he ran off. Well, all I can say is, good riddance. You're so mean, Ben shouted at her.
He jumped up, ran to the mouth of the cave, and he looked out.
Twigleg, he called. Twigleg, where are you?
Barnabas Greenbloom laid a hand on his shoulder.
Perhaps Sorrel is right after all, and the prospect of your journey was too much for the little fellow, he said.
Then he looked up at the sky.
It's getting dark, dear friends, he pointed out. If you really want to ask the genie a question, you should set off soon. The way to his ravine leads mainly over the desert country, which means hot days and cold nights.
He picked up his basket and smiled at Ben again.
You're a brave boy, Ben. I'll just hurry down to the camp and get you some provisions for the journey.
And a bottle of sunscreen for you, Ben. And an Arab headcloth wouldn't be a bad idea. Don't worry about the homunculus. Such creatures have wills of their own. Who knows? Perhaps he simply feels drawn back to the man who made him.
Then he pushed aside the tangle of thorns at the entrance of the cave and strode off through the evening twilight.
Sorrel went over to Ben and looked around.
All the same, I wish I knew where that mannequin is, she muttered.
Outside,
a raven caught among the palms.